This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I feel like I'm in a coffee shop this morning. I mean, this is like the Starbucks list, or what are we doing here?
It is. It's like that. It's 90s alt hits.
Enough said.
You hate the 90s.
I don't hate the 90s. A lot of great things happened in the 90s. I started doing this show in the 90s. Just doesn't mean I want to live there. I 90s music was not my favorite decade.
I like the grunge and I like the rap, but other than that, the pop stuff, I'm not a huge fan of.
Okay, but what, you're not playing the grunge or the rap, you're playing the pop stuff that I'm talking about.
Yeah, doesn't make much sense.
I think
sense,
we're saying the same thing here, Nick, except you're the one in charge of the music. All right, good morning and welcome. We have the folks from the EDC, when I say folks, meaning the head of the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur, Macon County, and Nicole Bateman joins us. All right, let's start with the June 2021 jobs analysis. I know that some of this, the state numbers came out yesterday, and we had some people on Facebook, oh, thanks, Einstein. Of course, there's, year-to-year comparisons are tough. In our world, we're looking 2021 versus 2019, you know, as far as making the numbers make sense, because last year was the anomaly for everyone. But what do we know looking at this? Because there's kind of a contradiction here.
Yeah, definitely. So like you said, you know, if we're looking at year over year, which is how the unemployment rates are usually compared, that really just doesn't make sense to do that. So right now, since we're in recovery mode, we're looking month to month. And so last month, May 2021 numbers, we were at a 6.9% unemployment rate. June, we were at 8.1%. So that jumped up. Okay. Now that's why we have Andrew Taylor, our economic development officer, look at the numbers, and you have to look at the numbers that went into getting that rate. And that really is telling us a true story, which is a good one. Basically, unemployment rate is up. But if you look closer at all of the numbers that are used to calculate,
employment is up as well.
Employment is up as well. And that's the important thing, because that means that our local labor force is increasing. Now, that doesn't mean that people move to the area and we're getting 1,000 more people that have moved here that are looking for jobs. It means that around 1,000 people said, yes, I'm actively looking for work, which means that then they go into that pool of looking for work but unemployed, but that means that they are ready to work.
All right, so the indicator isn't on the surface what you might think it is if you dig a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be people that go, okay, wait, nice spin, you know. I mean, but that's not what you guys do. I mean,
no.
It doesn't do you any good to spin numbers for yourselves because that doesn't produce anything.
No, exactly. No, what we need to know is how many people are actively looking for work. And they don't calculate that off of people collecting unemployment benefits. It's surveyed, and that's a whole nother story. But basically, it gives you a really accurate count of how many people are actively looking for work, and that's what you want, and that's what your labor force is. And so we have 1,000 more people from May to June that are looking, actively looking for work. And that's a good sign, because if they're called and they say, no, we're not looking for work, well, then they're not counted, and that means that, you know, it's going to be hard to get them employed. But these folks are ready to work, and that's the important thing here.
Absolutely.
So it's good.
All right,
good news.
That's good. Looking around the state, I know there's a lot of pressure from, like, the Illinois Manufacturing Association and the chamber for Governor Pritzker to end these benefits earlier. What's the latest on that?
You know, we've seen that, the pressure continues to be applied. I'm not sure when that decision will be made. I think those additional benefits are scheduled to run out in September. Those could be extended, though. And so that's the idea is, you know, that when you add all those dollars up, some folks will be making more or equal or even maybe a few thousand dollars less than if they were actively working in a job. For some families, they've been able to figure that out. I would be curious, and I've not seen any data on this, on how many families have decided to have somebody stay completely unemployed because they're able to take out, you know, let's say like $5,000 out of their annual budget just to make that work for them to stay home. And we've not really seen any data on that. So I'll be interested to see what happens there. Employers are hiring like crazy. You know, I just heard a commercial here, you know, on the station yesterday, I think Kroger has 150 openings right now between the three stores in Decatur.
Yeah, they had literally a big job fair across all of their Central Illinois stores or Central Midwest stores yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. The recruitment dollars are the largest category of advertising in our business right now, and it doesn't matter whether you're in Lafayette, Indiana, or Decatur, Illinois. It's the same story everywhere, which, you know, ought to tell you something. I mean, it's not based on unemployment numbers because Lafayette has way lower, and if you talk to Tate and Lyle there versus Tate and Lyle here, it's the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. So there's something different at work here than what we've seen in the past. And I'm not sure anyone really has a handle on all of it other than companies are upping their game. I got a postcard in the mail yesterday. I don't know if direct mail works, I don't know what kind of mailing list they're using because I'm employed. Mm-hmm. Where one of the things that and it was a local Central Illinois company just outside of Decatur, right there prominent in that postcard is free daycare on site during, you know, day shifts, which was something new that I hadn't seen before. We've learned some things in our videos we've done, you know, for nowdecatur.com about pet insurance and different kind of perks and things that people are employers. And I think, you know, I know that the employers are in a tough spot right now, but I also think that shaking things up and making people think about, you know, the kind of things that people are looking for, that's probably a healthy thing for employers to have a happier workforce. You know, if you're filling their needs and the workers have a little more leverage right now to maybe cause some of that, I think at the end of the day, that will be okay.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. You know, I think there's been so much talk and emphasis on, you know, how employers are going to take on more innovation or adjust their supply chains and all of this, you know, that the pandemic has wreaked havoc on. But this is a prime opportunity for employers to also be looking at their workforce and the culture and how they might change those benefits, because it's a different ballgame now. It's just, we've not experienced this before.
And particularly with the younger workforce, you know, and the kids that are coming out. I mean, that pet insurance is a big deal to them. I thought, okay, that's not going to be for me, but you know, for them it is. And I read an article yesterday that stated exactly what you just said, that yes, everybody's investing in their technology. Everybody's investing in their tech, but the tech that you need to invest in is the people that work for you. And then also the tech you're giving them to work with, because in the tech department, survey after survey shows people are frustrated because they have better stuff at home than you're giving them to work with at work. Hello, Nick, right here. So there's a lot of that. But I think that the pandemic was an accelerator, meaning that it will accelerate all these conversations that might have taken 10 years to take place are now happening in a couple of months.
Well, definitely, especially when the competition for labor is so high.
Yes.
You know, they've got to start talking about that. And companies that figure that out and figure it out quickly are going to, I think, have the advantage.
Which I also believe that the potential workforce out there, and I've said this and then people distort it, but I'm saying if you're on unemployment or benefits now, if you wait till September, you're going to be one of thousands of people trying to get back. I mean, you're getting a head start on this is probably a good thing.
Absolutely. It's probably easier now than it's ever been.
And you've probably got more choices than you've ever had.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a ton of choices, ton of variety out there. We just had a manufacturer's roundtable yesterday morning out at Richland, and it was fantastic. The employers are, you know, they're starting to get, you know, a little bit more creative, and they're thinking about, you know, resources and how do they partner and what does it mean? Well, if they train over here, maybe we can pull together training for all of us. It's just, they're really starting to think a little bit more outside the box, and, you know, nobody predicted what was going to happen, and we're still working through it, but I'm happy to see our local companies coming together to try to figure it out.
I listen, and this isn't meant as a pejorative, but I mean, your average HR departments, you know, are the same as they were 30 years ago. You know, they've always done everything the same way. They've always, you know, it's run by, you know, you can almost like picture, you know, and that has to be more innovative. I mean, and I think this has forced that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it absolutely has. So, and you know, it feels like, you know, in those situations where sometimes I feel in the Midwest, you know, things happen on the coast and then they take a minute to get to the Midwest. Well, now we're all in that same basket, all kind of mixed up together. So let's figure it out. Let's not wait till other companies on the coast figure it out, because people are moving. They're mobile. Young adults, you know, that are fresh out of college and all this young talent, they're going places. So let's get them here.
And they also care about different things.
They do.
And you know, that's not something you just wish away or, oh, am I day? I mean, you know, that's a really easy track to get yourself down, but it doesn't change the fact that this is real to them.
Yep, absolutely.
And if you want to keep people with you for a long time and happy, then you have to adapt to that.
Yes, because people aren't staying in careers like they used to. And so
it used to be a red flag if you had like 9 employers in 5 years. Now it's just sort of the norm.
It is. And especially when there's, you know, opportunity for advancement, or if it's, you know, they're seeking something else. Maybe their jobs weren't satisfying. Well, it's, you know, it's and I don't want to use the word cater. You know, I think some employers feel like they have to cater to these, you know, to this new era of workers, but it's not necessarily catering. I think it's just being part of the culture, right? And so how it might be a culture shift in companies, but there's a lot of small business companies out there though, where they're adapting to that much quicker, and they're going to be successful. So
they're going to have positive. To. And I think that's just that will be the good that comes out of this is that we will be we are forced to adapt for our future.
Definitely.
Whether we want to or not.
Yep.
And that's the good acceleration part of this that will happen. All right, one last break. We'll be back to wrap things up with Nicole Bateman from the EDC. You can check out the job section at nowdecatur.com. And we're going to talk a little bit about Rocky and her work, and she's going to be joining us on a monthly basis from now on as, you know, we try to connect these dots. You know, if you don't have these skills that we're just talking about to get you these choices, there are paths for you to take and ways to get there. So we'll take a break. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast.
This morning, we've got some widespread hazy fog, and it'll be mostly sunny the rest of the way with a high of 88. Tonight, we can see that haze continue, mostly clear with a low around 71. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Heat index values as high as 101 and a chance of evening rain. And then Sunday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny and a high over 90. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 79 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:53.
Honey, we need that new refrigerator. Remember, you promised.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
Excuse me? The other day, you were really bummed and stressed all to pieces.
That was when you said you wanted to go to the lumberyard. But now we're going to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
I'm Dennis Reagan, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Do you dread making a new appliance purchase?
Boy, I sure was. You ever been in a big box store? Getting someone to help is like,
hello.
And how about service after the sale with reliable technicians?
I honestly didn't think that existed anymore.
Well, Dick Van Dyke has you covered.
Like nobody else. Honey, we can't just stop with a refrigerator. I want to get a new range, dishwasher, maybe a microwave.
Sure thing, but I planned on going to Dick Van Dyke. The lumberyard is for that new deck I need you to build.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke, a buyer's world. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
As the world outside starts to move ahead again, getting back to work while challenged with an addiction might be overwhelming to you. At Gateway Foundation, you're not alone. And now is the perfect time, because we have a handful of open beds for men who take that step today. If you're already back at work, our Triumph program gives you enough latitude to still do the important things your workday requires, so that you can keep your job while receiving treatment. Gateway Foundation has been helping people with substance use disorders for over 50 years. We've learned that you can't do it alone. And engaging in treatment at Gateway Foundation gives you the capability of achieving and sustaining long-term recovery. Make the call while space is still available and get to know the professional counselors, nurses, physicians, and psychiatrists who will be focused and dedicated to helping you. Call 877-505-HOPE for a free, confidential assessment. It's a changing world. Don't fight this addiction alone. Gateway Foundation, addiction medicine saving lives.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Can I claim them for the 80s since technically that's when they started?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't put the Smashing Pumpkins in with all the rest of that crap you've played today.
Well, I picked it because I knew you liked it. And also I like it.
I mean, I don't think of that as 90s music. Maybe I'm wrong.
Do you think of it as Chicago music?
No. It's not geographical to me. I would say they were formed in 1988, so I'm claiming the 80s.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, fine.
You know, that's fair. They started in the 80s.
Sure. So I started in the 70s, too.
Well, you did. That's exactly right.
I'm not a product of the 70s, I promise.
All right. Anywho. Well, that's because you were born then. They were adults in 1988.
Sure.
I think you're doing apples and oranges here. All right. Nicole Bateman is in. Starting next week, Rocky Wilkerson is going to be in with us on Wednesday, and we're going to do a monthly segment, much like what we've been doing with the videos and some of the stuff on digital and social media, but about these incredible partnerships that are in this community for someone who's listening right now or has a family member that maybe they don't think they have the skill sets it takes to go apply at Tate & Lyle or ADM or Caterpillar or wherever it might be. There's all kinds of opportunities for people.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So Workforce Investment Solutions is a fantastic resource we have in the community that I think is largely unknown, which is why we've partnered with them to bring a lot of exposure to them. Because if you're somebody that's looking for work or you're just not even sure where to start, they have career planners that you can utilize for free. And they help you with whatever training you might need, filling out resumes, looking for jobs, job applications. I mean, the whole, you know, the whole basket there. So that is an organization that I think needs a little bit more of a light shown on it because they are just such a fantastic resource for the individuals. But they also have resources for businesses as well, which, you know, we'll get into over the series of our conversations. But they have dollars that businesses can use for training. So if you're looking to upskill your current employees, or you're looking to, you know, do virtual job fairs. I mean, they just have all sorts of resources for both individuals and businesses, and we want to make sure people know about them. So we're going to give Rocky some time to share. Yeah,
absolutely.
What they
looking do. Forward to that. So that will be coming up next week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.